This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
How is it that you measure character in a person, a man or woman? Some of you would say, well, I want to know that that man or that woman is honest in their personal dealings, and that is a measure of character. We use an expression that somebody is honest as the day is long, and we know what that means, that you can trust that person. But I want to share this with you just parenthetically. A man or woman can be very honest and not give Jesus Christ the time of day. You can be honest, Abe, and you never give the Lord an ounce of your time, never show him any interest. You never bow your head in prayer, but you're honest. So honesty is a measure of character, but it's not the total reflection of who we are and what we are. Somebody else might say, well, you measure character by a person's personal morality and the way they conduct their life. And I would say that's true as well, but you can be pure as the driven snow morally and not give Jesus Christ the time of day. You can be a total atheist and yet be perfectly morally pure, and you don't look cross-eyed at another person, and you don't do anything that's out of school, and you just follow a set of morality or principles of morality that are very strict. I want to tell you about a way to measure a person's character in a way that some of you have never thought about. Here's how you measure a man's character. He's a person of gratitude. Here's how you measure a woman's character. She's a woman of gratitude. We're going to read in this passage today, we already read it, that gratitude is something that precedes worship. It takes a grateful man to worship the Lord. It takes a grateful woman to worship the Lord. If you're not grateful to the Lord for what he's done in your life, what he's doing, you probably don't care much about worship. You really don't. If you don't have a sense of gratefulness and gratitude toward what God is doing in your life right now and what he's doing in the lives of your children, and you're thankful that God gave you your children and you're thankful for those gifts or gift of life that God's given to you, you probably don't have much motivation to worship. Let's bring up verse 28 to prove that point. Verse 28 says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Gratitude precedes worship. With a grateful heart, we worship the Lord. With gratitude in our spirits, we worship the Lord. And we're receiving this unshakable kingdom that no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens economically, medically, in terms of your job, your house, anything you can name in life, everything in your life can be shaken off its foundations, but you are a part of an unshakable kingdom. What does that mean? A kingdom is any place where a king reigns. That's the simple definition of a kingdom. A kingdom is any place where a king reigns. So the kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. If Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, then you're part of the kingdom. You may not think of yourself this way, but get this, you're a kingdom man if Jesus Christ is the Lord of your heart. You're a kingdom woman if Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life and the Lord of your heart. And kingdom people recognize we're part of something bigger than a local church. We're a part of the kingdom. I always have stressed in my ministry, if there's one thing that I've stressed more than anything else, it's this kingdom issue, that I want men and women to know we're kingdom people. We're not church people. We're a part of the kingdom of God. Jesus would say in Luke 17:11, the kingdom of God is within you. It's something that's in us through the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit's indwelling in your heart and life because you've acknowledged Jesus as the Lord of your life, you are a part of the kingdom of God. So we're thankful. Gratitude precedes worship. Doxology precedes theology. So we worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.